Good morning, RPC family. Wherever you're joining me from this morning, let's consider this your sacred space as we seek to be molded and made more in the image of Jesus. I'm going to give everybody just a couple of minutes to get on here, and hopefully there'll be some prayer concerns and prayer lists today. Want to share that just a minute here. I want to share that you can type those into the discussion if you like, and we'll be lifting those up as we share prayers with people. I'm going to start with a little prelude this morning, okay? Amen. Thank you, Lynn, for that beautiful prelude. I do invite you to share your prayer concerns. I have a few that have been sent to me this morning electronically. Barry Cook, you may be aware of, asked for prayers for the family of Billy Stroop, who passed away at Tippah County Hospital early this morning. Also, he wanted to add Trent Eaton to our prayer list. He's from Alcorn County and farms in Alcorn and Tippah County, friend of Barry's. We continue to pray for Ann and her family, Ann Wigington, recovering from her procedure. We lift you up, Ann, and give our deep love and affection for y'all. Pray for the family of Billy Owen. Continue to lift up Billy, the Reverend Billy Owen, and former member of our church before he went into full-time ministry. So we are praying for certainly Renelda and all of our loved ones. We want to also be prayerful for Katie Barkley and her daughter Allie Ray. Allie Ray has multiple health concerns, and she's a real trooper and inspiration of faith. Linda Barkley, our dear friend, asked for special prayer for Allie Ray and Katie this morning. So continue to post your prayer concerns and any joys or sorrows you want to share. Continue to remember my family, my Uncle Danny, who is in the final stages of brain cancer. So we continue to ask for strength and comfort to all of the family and deliverance for Danny, and that he'll stay pain-free throughout these final days of his life on earth. Okay. Are there other prayer concerns and joys? If you would please share those, and if not, if I don't see them, please know that we will pray for them collectively at the end of our service when we have the prayers of the people. Once again, we're going to be worshiping virtually until the second week of February, kind of letting the numbers get settled down in the Omicron strain. Things are looking better in our area, so we're starting to turn the curve, but just trying to remain worshipful, but also work to protect the health and safety of our church community and our larger community beyond. So thank you, Presbyterians, and all you other believers in the faith for being a part of that. Okay. Yes, we do pray for all of the churches affected by COVID-19. Mo's joining us up in East Tennessee this morning. Hey, Pat, good to see you, dear friend from Bartlett. What I want to do now is let's have just a opening prayer, and then we will read our scripture today. I'm going to go ahead and tell you the scripture reading, where if you want to find it and follow along, it's going to be from Luke chapter 4, and I'll share beginning with verse 14 through verse 21. So Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. You're welcome to grab your Bible, follow along. I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, or the NRSV, as it more easily said. You're welcome to follow along in your translation, or just listen and hear the text. And remember, all of these sermons are posted on our YouTube page, our Facebook page. So it's really cool if you're a tech-savvy person. You can just get your iPhone, go to the YouTube page, and if there's a special message you like, you can just forward that to one of your friends. So easy and cool to do, and that would be the full, it's usually the video recording of the whole service. Sometimes it's just the audio that Jennifer does. And then Lynn sends out the full recording each week, audio on our email distribution too. So if you'd like to sign that up, you can drop Lynn your email address or private messenger. PM is the cool word for saying that. Or call in at the church office. All of the information's on our Facebook page. Or just simply doing a search on Ripley Presbyterian Church, and you can find all the sermons there too. So, glad you're with us this morning. Will you join with me now in a time of prayer? Oh God, what a beautiful day you've made. What a gift of grace, love, encouragement, and strength that life is in you. We praise you, O Lord. We've gathered on this sacred day to offer our praise, to petition you and ask for prayers of healing and wholeness for our friends and family. As I see Joey there, we pray especially, even in our invocation, for Sandra, his dear mom, Sandra Love, who was tragically diagnosed with ALS this week, and just the shock of that diagnosis for Bradley and Joey and Sandra. We love you, Sandra. We're praying for you. But as we begin our worship time, God, we ask that you receive our prayers of thanksgiving, our desires to be more like you as we seek to serve this world through your love and for your glory. Forgive us, God, when we go our own way. Forgive us for our sins, the things that separate us from you when we grab a hold of things that are not of you, seeking happiness or whatever they may give us, knowing that joy only comes through your love. Thank you for forgiving us, through restoring us through your life-giving love, now and forever. And God, now as we prepare to hear this word, will you give us the ears to hear, the hearts to receive, and then the hands and feet to go and serve, to shape this moral more in your image, through your love and for your glory. In Christ we pray. Amen. Hey, Deborah, good to see you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this morning. And I did want to go ahead and have that special prayer for Sandra even before we have our prayers for the people. Joey, we love you, man. You and your family, and we're here for you, and we're going to be praying fervently for your mama and you too. Okay, so our gospel reading is from Luke chapter 4, as I shared with you earlier. And I'll begin here with verse 14. Listen with me for the word of the Lord. As I finish, I'll say thanks be to God. So I invite you wherever you are, say it verbally or silently in your mind. Thanks be to God for the word. Let's focus now on our reading. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I want to share today, as some of you will remember, a couple of weeks ago I focused on the acronym of the Spirit and how that could apply to our life. And you know, I never do this, never is a big word, but I really want to focus on that acronym again a bit today from a different perspective, and how the Spirit ministered to Jesus specifically, and how that same promise of the Spirit is helpful to us. So I'd sent the text message out. Someone had asked me, Bobby Elliott said, "Now send me that acronym again," and I need to post those. If someone would want to, that would be awesome in our chat today. And I'll give you that again, the Spirit acronym that we're going to focus on again today that we used a few weeks ago. But like I said, more specifically today, the life of Christ and how it speaks to us. So this is not all the encompassing gifts of the Holy Spirit, but it's just some truths and some of the gifts of grace that God anoints us with through the Spirit. So the Spirit acronym, the word of Spirit that reminds us of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The S of Spirit is for strength. We are reminded that we are strengthened for our life's journey through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know, it was evident in our scripture today. Did you hear as this writing began here? I'm going to quote the scripture again. In verse 14, the scripture tells us, Luke does, that Jesus was filled with the power of the Spirit. Wow, friends. Let's just focus on that a little bit. Jesus, our Lord, the great giver of life, the great inspiration for generations and thousands of years for the peoples of faith who find life in Him. If He, dear church, needed the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen His ministry, to help him deal with the temptations and struggles of a broken world, how much more do knuckleheads like Jody need the power of the Holy Spirit and us all? And friends, that's the promise. That is a gift of the Spirit, that the Spirit strengthens us. You know, mine and I are getting, we're in Oxford today. This is where Luke stays here for school, and we come down, stay on the weekend some, and we've been moving furniture, and a lot of this furniture is heavy. And oftentimes it says team lift. It shows an image of two people, one on one end and one on the other, lifting the heavy boxes together. You know, I think that that reminds us that sometimes we need power beyond our own. Sometimes the burdens that we try to lift, we're not strong enough to do by ourselves. If that's true in a physical way, friends, isn't it also true emotionally, spiritually, in the world that we live in? If we're not careful trying to lift a box or something that's too heavy, we'll strain, we'll hurt ourselves. Friends, don't we oftentimes, when we're faced with a burden, a heaviness in our life's journey, when we try to go it alone, don't we end up doing more damage to ourselves, to our family? So may we, when we're faced with a heavy toll upon us, even far greater than a heavy box that says team lift, may we seek the true power and strength of the Holy Spirit to carry that load with us. That was Jesus' response. You see, in this text today, it says that it speaks of him going. It says here, it began by saying, Jesus, filled with the power of Spirit, returned to Galilee. So if we hear he returned to Galilee, we are reminded that he must have been somewhere else. And where he'd been, he'd been in Jerusalem. He'd been at his baptism. He'd received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And then immediately, Luke tells us that Jesus went to the wilderness. He was tempted by the devil. But during that temptation, he was strengthened by the Holy Spirit. Friends, when you're in your wilderness and I'm in mine, may we call upon the strength of the Holy Spirit, which leads to the second letter of the Spirit acronym. The first letter of the Spirit acronym is strength. The second letter of the Spirit acronym reminds us that P is for prayer. Friends, that is a reminder to us how we petition the Holy Spirit. And Jesus models that in our scripture today again. As he was in Jerusalem and he went into the Judean wilderness before he returned to Galilee, as our scripture began here today, what was he doing in the wilderness? Praying. Petitioning God. Being strengthened by the Holy Spirit. You see, he models for us. How do we call upon the strength of the Holy Spirit to sustain our family, to help us in our grief, to give us strength to go on? We do it simply, church, through prayer. That's the gift God has given us. We do it through prayer. Gerald Stevens, a professor of our faith, said once that power and prayer are spiritual twins in our faith. They were spiritual twins in the life of the early Christian church. When the disciples, Peter, James, and John, and James the brother of Jesus, when they were eager in trying to begin the church in its infancy, they relied on prayer and power given by the Holy Spirit. Friends, if that was good enough for the beginnings of our church, isn't it good enough for us today in our faith? So call on prayer, friends. This gift that we offer to each other in prayer, friends, I take that very seriously. When we pray the prayers of the people, look at the gift you're giving to another. Lisa Moore, I see you there. You're praying for friends and family. And to have you praying for me, me praying for you, Deborah, James, and others, there's a beautiful gift of grace when we lift up each other in prayer. You notice the Lord's Prayer? It's not about me. It's about us. It's about we. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. It's about God, not just about me. Thy will be done. It's about God, the Holy Spirit. Thy kingdom come. It's about Jesus. Give us this day. It's not about my day. Forgive us. We're all sinful. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Friends, when you offer that prayer genuinely and passionately for the people of faith, you are given a gift. Maybe you feel helpless at times. Now I've gone to preaching and getting all off the sermon, and I just got a word to say, I think, today. When we pray, we are gifting another. Maybe you feel helpless at times, saying, there's not much I can do. I can't get out. I'm old. I'm worn out. I'm sick. We can always pray. And there's no greater gift we can give to our family, to our friends, to people in need, than the power of prayer to call on the Holy Spirit. Jesus' example in this text is his fasting, his praying for those 40 days in the wilderness. It's no accident that he was empowered by the Spirit after that season of prayer. May you be intentional in your prayer and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and give that gift to others. The I, the first I of the Spirit acronym, as a reminder, is the I is for inspire. We are inspired by the Holy Spirit. You know, this is the prayer that we often pray before our scripture reading. I'm praying for illumination. I'm praying that we will be inspired. I want to read this scripture here today, too. Going back, my phone keeps moving around in crazy places, so I'm trying to find my Bible reading on my phone and make sure I'm in the right place. Okay, yes. So I was saying the first I is illumination. That's what I was saying. The second I is inspires. Y'all getting ahead of me. I'm getting ahead of myself. So let's remember the S is strength. The P of the Spirit is prayer. The I of the Spirit is illumination. When we pray before our scripture, we ask God to light our path, to give us the ears to hear, to help us to understand. In verse 15, our text tells us that Jesus was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And as he was inspired, so was his listeners. You hear their response? It said they received the good news. They all celebrated his ministry with them. You see what was happening as he was illuminated. He illuminated others. Isn't that awesome? As we have light for our path, we light the path of others. Isn't there an old song that many of us learned in vacation Bible school? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, so all the world can see. What if we're a light in the darkness that the darkness cannot overcome? What great ministry that would be as we are inspired by the Holy Spirit. It says in our text today that Jesus brought the good news. Don't you like that? In this world of bad news, gosh, I read NBC News Alert this morning. It said 70-something percent of Americans feel less hopeful about our future now than they have in quite some time. As we think about economic challenges, COVID challenges, political discourse, all the darkness in the news around us. Isn't it good to know that our God, our Savior, not only came to save us and give us a gift after this life, to give us a more abundant and joy-filled life even now. He illuminates, he lights our path in this world of darkness. Friends, that's a gift of the Holy Spirit. And when we're illuminated, we, like Jesus, as much as we try to be and fail, we can light the path of others. We can inspire them. So the R of the Spirit acronym today, I like this one a lot. The R of the Spirit is that the Spirit restores. R is for restore. Wow. Isn't it good to know that we can be restored, remade? God looks upon us as something worth salvaging and not simply throwing away. I saw a news report this week where two guys got in trouble for throwing trash out in a neighborhood in Memphis. They'd started a new company. Can you believe this? Their company was to get rid of trash for development organizations. There's so much trash you have to hire and make companies to get rid of it. We throw so many things away. Understandably so, in a lot of respect. We throw so much away, and then there's a great urgency for what we now know in our nation, in our culture, for recycling. What is a value that can be remade, repurposed, restored? Ah, friends, hear this. You are. God looks upon you and me in our brokenness, despite our shortcomings and our failures, and says, I'm not giving up on you. I, like the father in the story, the prodigal son, will run after you. For I want to remake you and restore you. That's the gift the Holy Spirit promises to us. In our text today, Jesus, inspired by the Holy Spirit, that's what he said as he preached this message from Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news. Remember I said, he said good news to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to restore those who are in hopelessness. Friends, so often, in the midst of these challenging times, we feel hopeless, right? We feel that there's so much challenges facing us with COVID-19, but may we also see the joys of being able to be closer to our family, being able to sustain one another, being able to reach each other through technology, even when we can't be together. There's always good in whatever we face in this broken world when we entrust the Holy Spirit to strengthen us and see God working for good, even in the worst, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Friends, the Holy Spirit finds us as the broken vessels we are and restores us as something worthy to be called his name, to share his love for his glory. May you receive that gift of the Holy Spirit. So, recapping quickly, the S of the Spirit reminds us that the Spirit gives us strength. The P of the Spirit acronym reminds us that we call on the Holy Spirit through prayer. The I of the Spirit acronym reminds us that the Spirit illuminates us so that we can illuminate others. The R of the Spirit acronym reminds us that the Holy Spirit restores us. We are worthy of being renewed and remade. And next, the second I, as I touched on a few minutes ago, of the Spirit acronym is that the Spirit inspires us. Wow, it says to us today, our scripture does, that Jesus was inspired and he inspired others. You see, that's what happened as he preached in their synagogues. As the Spirit strengthened him in his fasting and prayer in the wilderness, he went forth. He returned to Galilee. The scripture says they began to teach in their synagogues, and they all celebrated his message. He became famous because he was inspiring others through his good news and through his acts. Friends, the Holy Spirit yearns to inspire you, to give you head strength, to face whatever challenges are before you in this world, to help you keep going, to know that there is hope in our Savior, and we can be hope to the world around us. That's what it means to be inspired. Illumination is often an opening of the mind, but inspiring is receiving it in our mind and moving forward with our hands and feet to serve others. We're inspired to do something, in other words. Isn't that what great football or basketball coaches do? As many people have been watching the NFL playoffs this week, or your favorite basketball team in college athletics, the coaches, the leaders on the team, they want to inspire their teammates or their players to be more and do more than they would on their own. They want to move them to action. Friends, our faith through the gift of the Holy Spirit inspires us. Even as we're illuminated in our head, we are inspired to be the hands and feet of Christ, to shape the world more in His image. What is it that you want to do? Don't you have a burning desire to make a difference in this world, to make your mark in some way? May you be inspired to live out your life that God has given you to make this world more of an image of Christ. Love is the hope. My friend, Juanita Floyd, this morning, some of you may have saw her article in the Daily Journal, wrote about that constant voice she heard of her mama when she was going through the darkest times of her life. Just love. Love others. Love those you disagree with. Love those who look differently. Love those when you're faced with challenges in this world. The answer always, church, is love. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit to inspire us to love better. And when all of this happens, we see the T of the Spirit. The end result of what it means to live lives sustained by the Holy Spirit is that T of the Spirit means that we are transformed. We're changed. Not changed just for the sake of change, but changed for the better. We're transformed. I saw a little image this week. It may have been on Facebook, some social media. A cartoon, and it showed two different windows. One window, it showed a little caterpillar crawling around, going toward a friend. And then the other same image, it showed a beautiful butterfly with its wings in all of its glory. And the caterpillar looked up at the butterfly and said, "You've changed." To that, the butterfly replied, "Aren't we supposed to?" Wow. Friends, that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do for us. Transform us and change us more in the image of Christ. Isn't that what happened in our text today? That as Jesus went into Galilee, bringing the good news, inspiring those around Him, He encouraged them to what? Embody His nature. You know what? They went away saying, "I want to be more like Him." What young child hasn't been inspired by a parent or maybe a family member and say, "I want to be like him or her when I grow up"? Manya and I recently watched the movie The Tender Bar. And the boy in the movie had a father who was absent in his life. But the strength that he had was found for the male figure was in his Uncle Charlie. In many ways, he wanted to be his Uncle Charlie when he grew up. Friends, the Holy Spirit helps us to look upon Jesus as one that we want to be more like. We find ourselves strengthened through His love, and the more we call upon the power of the Holy Spirit through prayer, the more we are transformed in His image to live in His love so that this world, yes, this world around us, also may be changed. You see, I think that's the end of our message today, where we're not only transformed, but we too, when we're strengthened by the Holy Spirit, make this world more in the image of Jesus. Isn't that what Jesus was talking about when He quoted Isaiah? When He said, "The year of the Lord is upon me, and today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." May we together, church, strive in our combined ministry, our collective work we do together, and in our individual commitment, transform ourselves and the world more in the image of the life-giving love of our Lord. Amen? Amen. Okay, dear church, let's have prayer together as we pray for each other and with one another. God, we thank You for this good word of Your Holy Scripture. And I pray that these reflections that I've shared today will be a gift to all of my sojourners in the faith, my friends and loved ones. May this reminder that you are a gift to us, Holy Spirit, to strengthen us, to guide us, to nurture us, to transform us, to be the hope in this world of darkness through our light of illumination found in you, Holy Spirit, as we look more like Jesus to the world around us. We pray for your church, this congregation, but regardless of location or denomination, wherever your faith is practiced, we inspire and empower your people, O God. We pray for our nation. Will you bring healing to our land? Will you bring humility to leaders and to all of us who want to look at the other instead of first looking at ourselves, confessing our sins and saying, God, only you can fix what we've broken. We pray for our state, our county, and city governing bodies. We lift up all the employers in the world around us. We're grateful for jobs, and we ask you to keep our economy strong. Be with those who are looking for jobs. We pray for the sick, the hurting, the grieving, the dying, the lonely, those who are held captive, as Jesus preached of in our text today, that you seek to deliver. Whether the needs be physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, relational, God, you are the physician. Will you bring restoration? We pray specifically for everyone we've mentioned today, the names that are written on our prayer list and the names that are unspoken. May you bring healing and wholeness, God. We pray for miracles of grace, that you will empower us and strengthen us, O Holy Spirit. Finally, we pray for ourselves. Jeff Eldridge, we pray for you right now. Kenny Hill, just a couple of names I'm seeing. Just as we're praying for them, they're praying for us. And through the great gift of the Holy Spirit, we're lifting up one another. God, you know our needs even more than our wants. Will you bring restoration as Jesus did in the message today? Will you help us to look upon the world, those who are captive, those who are oppressed, those who are living in physical bondage, or social isolation, whatever the sickness is that plagues them, may you bring deliverance. To each one I'm praying for right now and who's praying for me, we ask for miracles of grace and your gift of Spirit to strengthen us all along our life's journey. And now as your children, God, we'll join our voices as one and say together the prayer you taught us, praying our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you all for being with me today. Would you receive with me God's blessing for us, for this week and every day of our life? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance, his gaze upon you, and give you peace now and forever. Amen. Thank you, Sharon. Love you guys too, all my friends in the faith. Have a great week. See you, Joey. Praying for y'all. God bless you.